Let me do a sound check. Can everybody hear me clearly?
Don?
Yeah, sure.
Is the volume loud enough?
All right.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our Inspirited Talk Power Half Hour. I'm your host, Natalie Chen, and my co-host here is Taylor. He's not with us this morning. But we're going to get right into our devotional thought. Our thought for this morning, our topic for this morning is entitled, How to Be a Blessing to Somebody Else. And I'll say it again, How to Be a Blessing to Somebody Else by listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit. At this time, let's pray and I'll ask God's blessing to be with us as we get into His Word this morning. Let's pray. Dear kind, most gracious Father, we come to you this morning just want to honor you and praise you. We pray as we get together now to do a devotion. I pray that your Holy Spirit will just be with us in a mighty way and bring clarity to your word. And I pray that whatever word we share this morning, that will be an encouragement to somebody else.
Amen.
Be merciful, I do pray in the name of Jesus.
Praise God. Amen.
Our scripture reading this morning comes to us from Genesis 12, verse 2. Genesis chapter 12, verses 2.
I'm sorry, can you speak up a little bit?
Amen.
Genesis 12.
Genesis chapter 12, verses 2.
Can you hear her okay?
Yeah, 12, verse 2, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Genesis chapter 12, verses 2.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
And I read it. And I'll make thee of thee a great nation, and I'll bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing.
Amen.
And I'll make thee a great nation, and I'll bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
I want to put this question out to you right now. How many times in our daily life or our Christian life as we go through life, are we getting the impressions in our heart that, you know, where you feel like the Holy Spirit is speaking to you, where you feel like God is telling you to do something? It could be to say good morning to somebody else. It could be to encourage somebody's heart. It could be just to give a smile, or you may see somebody who's broken down on the road, or, you know, whatever the case is. But you know in your heart that the Holy Spirit is talking to you. You know the Holy Spirit is encouraging you to do something. But the next question is this. How many times do we listen to that small voice? We may not listen for certain reasons. We may listen because, you know what, it may be inconvenience. You may be in a rush or a hurry. You're trying to get to work or you're trying to do something else. And to stop and to help or to smile may be a matter of inconvenience for you. Sometimes it could be the fact that we're just lazy, and sometimes we just don't want to be bothered with. But sometimes we're not even sure if it's the Holy Spirit that's talking to us. And sometimes we don't do anything about it. And 9 out of 10 times when this happens, you feel guilty because you may live the way of life that the Holy Spirit was talking to you, but because you didn't listen, you were not able to be a blessing to somebody else. And one thing I really want to point out is that, you know, don't you think that if you had responded when you have, that God could have used you in a capacity to be a blessing? Because sometimes it's hard to reach people by different avenues. And, you know, when you're there and God is telling you to do something, and it could be a way and an opening for you to actually share God's word or just to put a smile on somebody's face or just to give somebody some hope. And I believe that God uses certain people to reach other souls. And maybe God was going to put you in that position. to make a difference in somebody's life. Maybe God was going to use you at that appointed time to save that soul. But because we didn't listen, we don't even know what had happened to that person. Moving right along. When we look back in our lives, and you have been in situations before when you are in need, you're in need of a word of encouragement, you're in need of some help, you're in need of some spiritual food, and you find yourself in a place where you start praying and you start asking God, I'm like, right now, Lord, I need something from you. Right now, I need a touch of your Holy Spirit. Right now, Lord, I need something for you. And it so happened that out of nowhere, a friend of yours may actually call you on the phone, or you may be in a, you may read the Bible, you may read a devotional book, or someone just came right along and gives you the exact word that you need at the right time. When you think about it now, don't you think that God must have impressed the heart of somebody else? The Lord must have used somebody to get to you at the appointed time, because the Lord realized that at that time you needed a word. And he was able to use human agents to be a witness to you. And at the end of the day, you said, thank you, God. That was the word I needed at that time, and you came to me right on time. So imagine if that person who God wanted to use to bless you at that time didn't listen to that small voice, didn't listen to a small voice, that person could have been a stumbling block in you getting your blessing. Could have been a stumbling block. So what I want to encourage each person here this morning is that sometimes you don't want to step out of a comfort zone. We don't want to do that. Sometimes you feel it's best for you to be, you know, comfortable, not to be bothered with. But when that small voice is talking to you, God, somebody may be out there praying and seeking God and asking for help, wanting that encouragement. And he's using you. He's using you his job. Because we need to understand that when we accept Christ, we become great. We become his children. And the same way that he had the children of Israel to do great things, they were a blessed nation. They were a nation that was powerful, and they were highly favored by God. The same way we as Christians, the day when we accept Christ, we become a partner, we become a part of that family where we are a blessing, and God will use us to be a blessing to somebody else. So because of that, do you want to be a stumbling block to God, or do you want to be a blessing? And that's a word, that's a thought I want each of us to ponder during the course of the day. And before I open the floor to anybody else who wants to say anything, I want to share three testimonies. Two testimonies at the time when I actually listened to the word of God, the voice of God, and one testimony when I didn't. And the first one is a time when I was in church, and through the entire course of the day in church, I felt like the Holy Spirit was speaking to me. He was speaking to me to go stop at somebody's house. Mm-hmm. And I wrestled with the Holy Spirit all day. I'm like, Lord, I'm supposed to go knock on somebody's door, a person who don't know who I am. Why would I want to do that? But all through the day, the Holy Spirit was talking to me. And I think it was a snowstorm that was about to come. Snowstorm actually started. And I'm like, you know what, Lord? I'm going to listen to what you're telling me right now. Because I don't want to be in a position, if I didn't, I was in a position to change somebody's life. So what I did, I went and I knocked on this person's door. I only seen her once. And I met her before when we were passing out some baskets, some food baskets. And I knocked on her door. She came to the door immediately. And I stayed patiently and I knocked on her door. Finally, she opened the door. And I said to her, I'm like, miss, I don't think you remember who I am, but for some reason I was impressed to knock on your door and to come and to pray with you. And I had such urgency in my voice where I thought she was about to start crying. And I'm like, do you mind if I pray with you? And she was like, okay. So I prayed for this woman, and you could tell that the prayer made a difference in her life. And I think like 3 weeks later, I I went back to her house, and I'm like, oh, miss, you remember who I am? And she was like, yes, I remember you. And she pointed out that after I left, in the middle of that night, she had a ruptured cyst, and she was rushed to the emergency room. And they had to do an emergency surgery. And she said, thank God that you came and you prayed for me when you did, because I wouldn't be alive today. And when she said that, I was like, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, because you put me in a position to listen to you. And when I did, someone's life has actually changed.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
And another experience just happened recently on Mother's Day. There are quite a few neighbors. They see me go to church on Sabbath, but I never outrightly invited them before. And I was asking God, how can I actually witness to these people without actually say Jesus, Jesus, Jesus? Finally, He'll show me a way to do it. So what I did, I went out and I got Mother's Day cards. And so my family bought it, and my family was like, what? Who does that? That's crazy. Who passed a Mother's Day card to their neighbors? But I'm like, you know what? I'm still going to do it. When I'm impressed to do things, I try to listen. So what I did, I passed out to three of my neighbors around me. And one lady, she invited me in her house, and we just started talking. And this is something I've never been in her house before. We live so close, but I've never been in her house before. And she was talking to me like we're best friends. And then another neighbor, he wasn't home, so I left a card on his door. The next day he saw me, he came over, and he said, thank you, and he gave me a book, you know. So he was like, you know what, since then, before that, we just started becoming friends because I was able to actually open a door to talk with them. I like to talk religion and things like that. So that's going to be an opportunity for me to share my faith. Another experience I had when I decided not to listen was one morning I was coming from work, and I saw this young man. This young man had stopped coming to church for a while, and I felt like the Holy Spirit was telling me, you need to pick this guy up, pick him up, drop him off where he needs to go. So I'm saying, Lord, right now I'm tired. I don't feel like doing this. I want to go sleep. I've been at work all night, and this is an inconvenience to me right now. I could do it tomorrow morning. So as I passed the guy, just the Holy Spirit started talking to me louder. You need to pick him up, you need to pick him up. And I'm like, maybe I'll do it tomorrow. And I felt so guilty for the rest of the day because I didn't go back and pick him up. Mm-hmm. And every morning after that, I tried to leave around a certain time just to see him. I never see that young man again ever in the morning.
One opportunity, that's it.
His family doesn't really come to church anymore. Mm-hmm. So the thought I want to leave with you this morning is that God uses us as powerful agents to reach others. And our purpose here on earth is to preach the gospel. You may not be preaching a sermon, but God can use us in different ways, in different avenues, to touch the life of others. So when the Holy Spirit speaks to you, just listen. If you're not sure if it's the Holy Spirit, you need to spend time in prayer and ask God, what is it you want me to do? And I know that the God we serve, He's a mighty God. He will reveal these things to you.
Amen.
My brothers and my sisters, please be encouraged in the Lord. All right?
Amen.
If you have time, this is a time for somebody else to respond to what I just said.
Yes.
You could have had a testimony or experience or you were in the same position.
This is Dorothy Palmer. I think we all can identify with, can you hear me?
Yes.
We all can identify with similar stories that you talked about. But there were two things here that I want to point out. That's why it is so important for us to understand. He said, I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father, which hath sent me. The oneness consists in having the same mind, the same will, and the same purpose. You know, unity is such an important thing for God's people because we are united
mm-hmm.
with Him. He said, I am my Father. I and my Father are one in John 10, verse 30, right? Now, you mentioned something you said when you heard the call in, but you ignored it. Oh, later, 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 right? and mm-hmm. when you went home, you felt guilty. Now, believe mm-hmm. me, that guilt was not an accident, number one. And number two, mm-hmm. the fact that he asked you to do it, what came to my mind when you said you didn't, it kind of reminded me of the Israelites. You know, when he called mm-hmm. us, when he called us, is what he wants us to do right this minute. You said you came back and you tried to see if he was there. It was mm-hmm. that time and only that time. That time, that particular time. You see, we want to do things when we feel like it.
Yes.
You understand? But that was supposed to take place right then, right there. He said in such a time as this, right now, mm-hmm. today.
Appointed time.
Today. Mm-hmm. Today. You know. So I can identify with just about everything that you say. And that happens to us too because we're disobedient. We're
right.
disobedient, you know, because we're supposed to know his calling. He said, whatever is good, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, think of these things, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So yep. if we're thinking of those things, we know it is of God. You understand what I'm saying? So there's a lot of things that we have to work on ourselves to be able to, it's like Jesus said what? Not my will, Lord, but thy will be done. Thy will be done, Lord. One mind, one will, one purpose. You know, thy will be done.
Amen. And it's true. It is so true. We tend to be disobedient from time to time. And, I mean, if we are called by God to do his work, this is no place to be disobedient because souls are involved. And like you just pointed out, I pointed out, but you reiterated that already alive just now. That was the appointed time. I may have never get another moment like that.
Yeah, you might never get another moment.
Instant, somebody's life could have changed. But because of disobedience, I didn't take heed to the word of God. And because of that, somebody's soul may be in the balance right there.
I'm going to share
this. This is nothing light or simple. This is souls are involved. Now, when it comes to this, we cannot be disobedient.
Can I just share a short story?
Sure.
I went to the supermarket one day and I walked in and the young lady stood at the door and she said, Miss, are you paying with cash? She said, oh no, the only thing that the machine is taking, she said, I'm trying to think, she said, oh, credit card. She said, mm-hmm. no cash. So, you know, a lot of times you go, you don't really know what you're buying. You might go in for one thing, you come out with four or five things. So I couldn't really tell her if it was cash or debit card or whatever, but I said, I'm not sure yet. So I went in, bought my stuff, of course, came out with like four or five different things. At that point in time, there was a sticker over the cash thing saying, no cash. I'm not looking at my debit card as cash, right? Because it didn't specifically say no card, it says no cash. I put the card in, and next thing I knew, the machine started to go off, and she just started to scream at me like a mad woman. Now, I'm thinking, oh, okay, let me just zipper my mouth. But she was screaming so hard, so I'm saying to her, lady, just do your job. Of course, with firmness, right? Lady, do your job. Now, I automatically saw what was wrong from the time she started to scream. It doesn't say no debit card. I saw that. As a Christian person, though, I probably should have turned to her, because, of course, if it happened to me, it's going to happen to somebody else when they come in. Somebody else is going to use their debit card. It didn't specifically say no debit card. It just said no cash. And she's screaming, and I'm with my firmness, lady, just do your job. Because, see, I knew that something was missing. But as a Christian person, right, what was it that I should have done? Turn to her and maybe say, you know, you need to change that thing and put on there no debit card, right? Of course.
Mm-hmm.
No, lady, do your job. The supervisor came over, she apologized to me and all this stuff, and, you know, I was, like, shocked. The woman was carrying on like a mad woman, and, of course, I felt insulted because I didn't do anything. She was the one who fell short. But again, as a Christian, I saw what was wrong. Okay, I got out of there, and a couple of folks said, that's weird, that's not like her. I said, well, I really don't know what was wrong with her, but, of course, I kept going. The Spirit said to me, turn back. Turn back, whether it was to apologize, whether it was just to find, well, are you okay? As a Christian person, Would that be something that I would have done? Of course, as a Christian person, because the Bible says when we're in the Spirit, those things don't mean anything to us. I mean, people carry on, but you know what? We, self is not insulted. Self, no. So self was in there, obviously. But I went in my car, and I kept driving, and of course the Spirit told me to turn back. I said, oh, I'll do it tomorrow, like you said. Tomorrow came, I went back, asked somebody where she is. She's in the hospital. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Then I went off. I said, Lord, forgive me, Lord, forgive me, Lord, please forgive me. I called my girlfriend, remember, no, confess one to the other. I called my girlfriend, Angie, you've got to pray with me, Lord. Just please help me that that young lady's okay, Lord. Please. Okay? And forgive me, Lord, for what I've done. I didn't listen to you, Lord. Please forgive me. Did you see what happened right there? That woman could have gone to the hospital, and that would have been her last. I could have turned back, like he said, understood that she was frightened to death because she had to go to the hospital for whatever reasons. And guess what? She was reacting because of that. I, as a Christian, could have prayed with her. Alleviate that fear, right?
Right.
Didn't listen. I went about my way. The next day is when I'm going to find out why this girl was acting like crazy like that. Because I didn't do anything to her. But, of course, self was in the way, right? She's done upset me already. You know, I'll do it tomorrow. As a Christian, was I wrong? You better believe it. Was that
has joined
God
the conference.
I'm sorry? Say that again?
My phone was disconnected.
Oh, welcome back.
Go ahead.
Yeah, but do you understand what happened here?
Yes.
I missed out. I disappointed God. He wanted me at that point, that time, that moment, to put self on the side, to assist someone that was in need. He called me. This is a person who is his ambassador, his disciple, who should have had his character. What happened? Like the children of Israel, okay? I wasn't there for him. Wasn't there to help him carry his cross. Because when we help somebody else, what do? We help him carry his cross for him. Like Simeon did, right? Because we will continue to carry Jesus' cross until that day come. Because that's what we're here for as disciples.
Yes.
And so I'm just saying that self has got to go. It's got to go, you know. But, of course, you know, I prayed for forgiveness, and, of course, I confessed one to the other. My girlfriend prayed with me, and a lot of people think you're crazy when you react that way. But the beautiful thing is conscience. When you don't realize those things and your conscience disappears and you say, oh, later for it, that's when you realize the Holy Spirit ain't no more with you. You've done it too many times. Mm-hmm. Too many times. And he's done left you because you already grieved him. Go on his merry way. So thank God for conscience.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. If we have no more thoughts, we're going to close off right now with prayer. Melissa, would you like to share anything, or can we just go ahead and close out?
Not really, except that I'm still struggling. I'd rather work in group. Like, that has happened to me on several occasions, and I've grieved the Holy Spirit until I think he's not really talking to me right now. Especially with my landlord, like I had like two books. I had A Step to Christ recently and another book to give to him. And he came to, and I was like ready to give it to him recently. And then when he came at the door, I just left the book and took out the rent check to give him. And I didn't bother to give him the book because I think he was upset about something, like he was trying to get in touch with us and he wasn't getting in touch with us. So I just need a lot of prayer where that is concerned.
Amen. But you know, my brothers and my sisters, we cannot be discouraged. Not because we have disobeyed once. It doesn't mean that the Holy Spirit is completely gone away from us. The important thing is that when God speaks to you again, don't turn your back. Because the more you turn it back, the more you're going to grieve the Holy Spirit. So if you make a mistake now, ask God for forgiveness and move on. Remember,
you know
God
beautiful?
Is faithful.
What's beautiful is that she's on the line here. That means she's still seeking him, and she knows that they're
praise
teaching
God.
Her. We all have something to correct. Listen, if we weren't sinners, we wouldn't need a Savior. He's here for a reason.
True.
Because he knows we all fall short. He said, what? We're made out of dust, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So he knows we're weak and feeble. But the point is that you're here.
Yes.
And you're searching for him. And he knows that. He said, seek me first. He said, he that truly seek me from the heart will find me. So he knows that you're seeking him. That's why you're here.
Yeah.
That's the beautiful thing about it. You know.
One thing I find is that when you're having trouble just on the spot and just sharing, the best thing to do sometimes is just to think about it and think about some ways that you might feel more comfortable sharing. So, you know, if you know that you have a hard time approaching people and handing them, let's say, a book or something like that, then you can just, you know, think about it for a moment and say, okay, when I'm presented with an opportunity to share a track, how am I going to do that? And so you sometimes may, you know, based on a person's personality, you may play this scenario in your mind. And a lot of times it ends up being not as scary as you thought it was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you just come up with, like, maybe a strategy, and you just got to coax yourself and encourage yourself to do it.
Yeah, like if they're asking me for money, I'm a little bolder. Then I'll be braver. Like I've done that before. Like they're asking me for money, then I'll start witnessing to use that opportunity to witness to them about God.
Okay. I just want to close right now. I just want to encourage each one of us to be a blessing to somebody else. Our prayer each day should involve asking God to use us in that capacity, you know, how to bless us, how to take every opportunity when God put it on our heart to bless somebody else. Because, my friends, this is one of the promises we need to claim. The Lord said we are a great nation, and at the same time, we are to be a blessing to somebody else.
Praise God.
So with that being said, I just want to thank each person for joining this morning. And we pray and hope that you will have a great day. So at this time, if Dorothy wants to pray for us, we could just pray, and then we just go our separate ways.
Amen. Father in heaven, we thank you so much, Lord, for your love, for your mercies, and most of all, for your grace. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, whom you sent to die, Lord, so we can have everlasting life, so we can be perfected. So we can be redeemed. We thank you for the love that you have for us, Lord. You've shown us to us so many times before. In spite of our filthy ways, Lord, you continue not to be weary, and you continue to be patient. Help us, Lord, as we strive to walk in your footsteps. Be with each person on this prayer line, on this line, Lord God. Continue to go before them, Lord, and continue to make their crooked places straight. Father, they need your help. We all need your help, Lord, because we all fall short so many times. So be with us as we go out to each destination today. Help us that we will always, always remember, Lord, that whatever it is we do it for your glory and your glory only. That self does not belong. Continue, Lord God, to just pave the way. Cover us with your blood, we ask, in the name of Jesus. And shelter us with your veil, in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 All right, everyone, have a great and a blessed day.
Yes. Okay, thank you. Amen. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
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 Natalie?
Okay. Yes.
I'm going to call you?
Yes.
Bye.
All right, bye.